Welcome to Seabridge Gold's KSM project, a proposed gold, copper, silver, and molybdenum mine located in northwestern British Columbia.
A promotional YouTube video tells the story of the Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell prospect. It's a group of ore bodies about 20 miles from the Alaska border and around 150 miles northeast of Ketchikan.
Our world-class team has conducted years of exploratory drilling, scientific research, and technical fieldwork.
That effort continues this summer and next, thanks in part to a group of Canadian financial firms. They're in the process of purchasing 1 million shares of Seabridge Gold, the KSM's parent company, and they could buy even more. That could bring the total new investment to around $15 million. That's not a lot for a large mine, so Seabridge, headquartered in Toronto, is negotiating with other potential partners to attract much larger investments.
All I'll say is that we continue to seek partners, and we have confidentiality agreements with several.
Brent Murphy is Vice President of Environmental Affairs for Seabridge Gold. In an interview at a Vancouver, British Columbia PR firm, he said the company has drilling rigs on site right now.
We currently have about 35 to 40 people in camp, and the drilling program will continue until the end of September.
Seabridge has numerous regulatory steps to complete, but officials say the more than $5 billion project could be built and ready for operation within 5 or 6 years. Another near-border project is within a few months of completion. The Red Chris mine is already stockpiling copper and gold ore. The project, about 125 miles east of Juneau, is completing its on-site buildings, mill, and tailings storage system. It's near the upper watershed of the Stikine River, which empties into the ocean near Petersburg and Wrangell. Officials at its owner, Vancouver-based Imperial Metals, did not respond to repeated interview requests, but Imperial's website says the $530 million project is expected to open within a few months. Like most other near-border mines, development is being helped along by a transmission line to new hydro projects in the province's northwest.
The ability to hook up to power is a very important part of development or any considerations for investment.
Karina Brino is president of the Mining Association of British Columbia. She says the line is part of a province-wide effort to boost mineral extraction. Another project in the Stikine watershed is the Galore Creek copper-gold mine. Development has been suspended, so co-owner NovaGold can focus on its Donlin Creek project in western Alaska. But Communications Vice President Melanie Hennessy says exploration continues. During an interview in her Vancouver office, she said the corporation is reviewing drilling and other work conducted during the past 2 summers.
It involves quite a bit of work, quite a bit of technical work on modeling, and so it's more desktop work than it is physical on-site work.
Identifying more ore would allow NovaGold and co-owner Tech Resources, also Vancouver-based, to find new investors or a buyer.
We do have a process underway to look at selling a portion of our interest or our full interest in the asset.
Another near-border project is the Tulsiqua Chief Mine, which Chieftain Metals is trying to reopen. It's on a tributary of the Taku River, which ends near Juneau. Toronto-based Chieftain recently announced it had acquired a nearly $20 million loan to look for ways to lower construction and operational costs. Those and other mines have raised numerous concerns with Southeast Alaska environmental, fisheries, and tribal organizations.
It's going to create a lot of acid-generating waste rock.
Guy Archibald is Mining and Clean Water Program Manager for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He says that acidic water can disrupt transboundary rivers and those nearby.
It could have very significant impacts, you know, starting with the fisheries, and that leads to problems with the economy, which leads to issues in the small communities, you know, whether they can continue to maintain their populations.
Several other mine projects are being explored or developed in the near-border region. One is Shaft Creek, a copper and gold prospect owned by Calgary, Alberta-based Copper Fox Metals and Vancouver's Tech Resources. It's in the Stikine River watershed, about 150 miles northeast of Petersburg. Copper Fox says this summer's work includes a series of studies aimed at finding more ore and reducing construction and mining costs. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Vancouver and Juneau.